The Diary of Anne Frank contained powerful writings of a teenager witnessing the inhumane rule of Adolf Hitler, who took over Germany persecuting Jewish citizens. From 1942 to 1944, the Frank family stayed in hiding in an attic, a secret annex, in an attempt to escape the Holocaust. This incredible story was depicted in a 1959 movie.
Think of the thousands dying in the war every day. Think of the people in concentration camps.
What's the good of that? What's the good of thinking of misery when you're already miserable? That's stupid. We're young, Margaret and Peter and I. You grown-ups have had your chance.
In the end, only one member of the Frank family, Otto Frank, survived. This past June would have marked Anne Frank's 85th birthday. But on the Buffalo State campus, Anne Frank's story is transcending through the generations. During a conference all this week, it played out in several different formats through the theme of change through stories.
Rwanda from Bangladesh.
How wonderful it is that we need not wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. That's what college is for.
Drew Kahn is director of the Anne Frank Project and a Buffalo State Theater professor. He uses a powerful Anne Frank quote in describing how her story is used in modern-day education on the Buffalo State campus.
You know, one of my biggest jobs as the director of the project is to remove the celebrity from Anne Frank and remind everybody that she's this little girl. Profound writer, amazing articulator of her desire for world change. However, she also reminds us how many diaries of those Anne Franks, and I'm putting quotes up, how many diaries do we not have?
From Bangladesh.
Different parts of the campus featured this conference. In one section, there was a discussion underway on Rwanda. Another featured national actor Andre DeShields performing solo as Frederick Douglass, an African-American social reformer. And students put on their own performance, fully immersed in this project. One group performed in a play titled Sweatshirt, a 22-minute one-act play written by theater student Allison Monaco. She wrote it based on a sexual abuse experience. Buff State Theater major Mary Jenna Reist served as assistant stage manager for the play.
And it's all about her healing after being sexually abused as a child and how she's overcome this. And it's taken the stories and just the group joint effort to create this play.
Reist says participating in the Anne Frank Project has had a profound impact on her life.
It's changed my life. Doing and seeing and connecting with people is infinitely more helpful than listening to someone in a lecture in a classroom. I would never be the same person if I didn't come to Buff State.
Hi.
Throughout the campus, you could see students and volunteers wearing orange t-shirts for this year's conference. They were managing a tent outside the campus quad, offering information and directions to the project event. Freshman Mike Devine was volunteering, and he's learned that every story matters.
And that you as an individual and your story actually does matter. I would say to those who take the time to learn about it, think about it, and discuss, actually do care about it, yes.
Nathan Swan is an out-of-town college student who traveled to Buffalo to volunteer for the project.
The great thing about Anne Frank's story is it has recurred throughout history, and I think that's what the Anne Frank Project is all about.
Swan finds it difficult realizing genocide remains today, but believes the Anne Frank message raises the right awareness in student learning.
It is tragic that although we've been able to learn from the genocide during World War II, the genocide in Rwanda, and that these events continue to happen, it's also beautiful that something like the Anne Frank Project can raise awareness.
Well, as you can see, that my student, my army of orange, they have taken ownership of this conference.
For Professor Kahn, watching the many students engage in the Anne Frank Conference was inspiring.
Kinesthetic opportunity generation that wants to do. So I think they see that, and when we say, now it's your turn, this is your conference, you know, your generation in particular takes that seriously and that responsibility.
The Anne Frank Project promotes diversity, something Buffalo State strives to deliver to its student population.
So we are the flagship in this 164 campus system for diversity. In fact, this is like the UN of SUNY. This is how the world should be.
Kahn believes the project is providing students with a sense of more than just attending college to work toward a career. but to learn what it means to help improve the world.
This person who I know better myself, now that I know the world, what is my job to improve the world when I graduate? World-changing warriors.
If you should find this diary, will you please keep it safe for me? Because someday I hope that...
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
No more.